Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific Time, 7:40 Mountain Time, 8:40 Central Time, and 9:40 Eastern Time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and either Solutions, the digit for anti-aging, all pushed together as one word, or TR90. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial into 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022 to join us live, and we would be delighted to have you along with us. I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Our panel of hosts do these calls in support of your TR90 efforts, and we're always looking for things that will help support your TR90 lifestyle and moving forward. With that being said, I'm out of Portland, Oregon. I come to you with an education background, but a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise going back several decades, because I had grandparents that weren't in the best of health when I was in high school, and I didn't want to travel down some of the health challenging paths that they were headed down. And so I've done many things over the years to help with that, including stumbling across the TR90 program when it first started out almost 14 and a half years ago. So when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it's your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals, and it can be plant protein and not animal protein. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals. I found that in my 35 to 40% of the time that I had to take them with my meals, it still worked quite effectively for me. Your results may vary. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats, your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and your minerals. And the last thing that fruits and vegetables give you is fiber, which helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety, or that feeling of fullness, and the other way is with that good digestive health. And for that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need 32 grams of fiber. And if you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving, because 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise is the next thing that is on our TR90 list of things that we need to include in our lifestyle. You can do it in a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, three 10-minute chunks, whatever floats your boat. And it can be whatever exercise you want it to be. It could be swimming, dancing, house cleaning, kayaking, snowshoeing, whatever gets you excited, up and moving, and gets your heart rate up for that 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise. And with all that exercise, well, then you need to start thinking about hydration. And for that, you need to realize that you should be taking in 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh, for instance, 100 pounds, you should start out at about 50 ounces of water daily and bumping it up from there. But if you're getting lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, you might not need quite that much, but see how your body does and adjust accordingly. And then the last thing that I have found over my many years of study has been getting 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. Sets your brain up for making good decisions, clears out toxins, restores memories, repairs muscles and tissues. It just does a wealth of really great things. And I can't say enough about it. And if you do find that you're short on sleep, see if you can take a nap the next day and kind of get caught up on it. Many times that's all that you need, because it really sets your brain up for making good decisions the next 2 or 3 days, getting that adequate sleep. And as always, I'm looking for additional information to share with you that will help support that TR90 lifestyle. And today I'm sharing some additional information out of Eat to Live by Joel, J-O-E-L, Furman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N-M-D. And we're going to start out with, my doctor noted that my complexion had turned yellowish and told me to cut back on foods containing carotene, such as mangoes, carrots, and sweet potatoes. The slight yellow-orange tinge to your skin is not a problem. It is a marker that you're on a healthy diet. On the contrary, any person who does not have some degree of carotenema in his or her skin is not eating properly. And such a eating pattern places him or her at risk of cancer, including skin cancer. I drink no carrot juice. However, my skin has a slight yellow hue, especially when contrasted with the skin of people eating conventionally. When my patients eat a nutritionally packed diet, their skin changes color slightly as well. Tell your doctor it is he who has the dangerous skin tone. However, I still do not recommend taking vitamin A or high doses of beta carotene in supplements. Both vitamin A and beta carotene in supplement form have been linked to an increase in mortality. And what about the argument about our ancestors being hunter-gatherers who ate lots of meat? Of course, there were primitive populations who ate high meat diets, and there were primitive people who ate plant-predominant diets. Humans were desperate for calories, so they ate whatever they could get their hands on. The two questions we have to look at are these. How long did they live on that diet? And what diet for humans gives them the best protection against disease and the greatest chance for longevity in modern times? Personally, I want to do a lot better than our prehistoric ancestors did. A comprehensive overview and a sensible interpretation of the scientific evidence support the conclusion that we can increase human longevity and prevent disease if we make specific food choices. We still retain our primitive physiology, a physiology that depends on high vegetation consumption, which is relevant to explain our ability to thrive on a plant-predominant diet. Dr. Catherine Milton at the University of California at Berkeley is among the few nutritional anthropologists in the world who has worked with and studied cultures and primitive peoples not influenced by modern technology. She has concluded that a diet of both primitive people and wild primates is largely plant-based. The main difference between primitive diets and our own is their consumption of nutrient-dense wild plants and the lack of access to low-nutrient, high-fat foods such as cheese and oil, as well as refined grains. We have a unique opportunity in human history. We have fresh produce being flown into our food stores from all over the planet. We can take advantage of this abundant variety of fresh vegetation to eat a diet with more phytochemical density and diversity than ever before. We have the opportunity to make decisions about what we eat that were not available in our prehistoric ancestors. Fortunately, we have knowledge that they lacked, and we can use this knowledge to live longer than ever before. I know you do not recommend butter or margarine, so what do we put on our bread and vegetables? Butter is loaded with a dangerous amount of saturated fat. Stick margarines have hydrogenated oils that contain trans fats, which raise LDL, the bad cholesterol. The more solid a margarine is at room temperature, the more trans fat it contains. Adjusting the type of oil consumed, researchers found that butter caused the highest cholesterol level and that varying amounts of margarines and oils had various harmful effects. Best answer is to use nothing or to buy whole grain bread that tastes good without adding a greasy topping. If you love the flavor of butter, sparingly use a tub or liquid margarine that contains no hydrogenated oils. Lots of my patients like no salt, tomato sauce, and tomato salsa blend, avocado, or stewed mushrooms on bread. Of course, the best way to get out of the habit of eating those greasy toppings is not to eat bread at all. And I think we might have time for our next one, which is, are soy products and soybeans a healthy food to eat? Soy products such as soy burgers, soy milk, and soy cheese are much more popular and available today than in the past. The FDA has approved soy-containing products as heart-healthy and allows health claims for soy protein. Studies have shown soy's beneficial effects on cholesterol and other cardiovascular risk factors. However, there is no reason not to expect the same results from beans of any type. It's merely that more studies have been done on soy than any other beans. There are also numerous studies indicating that soybeans are rich in various anti-cancer compounds, such as isoflavones. In spite of the popular myths, scientific literature is clear. The consumption of soybeans or minimally processed soy products such as tofu and tempeh is linked with a reduced risk of breast cancer. However, I do not recommend consuming large amounts of soy products in the hopes of reducing cancer risk. The soybeans are not the only bean that contains isoflavones. Most beans are rich in these beneficial anti-cancer compounds, and many different flavones with anti-cancer effects are found in beans of all kinds. A healthy diet includes a variety of beans and does not rely on any one food for a disproportionate share of calories. I always recommend the consumption of a broad variety of phytochemical-rich food to maximize one's health. The beans are no exception. Tofu and frozen soybeans are good sources of omega-3, calcium, and calcium, but soy nuts and soy milk and other processed soy products do not retain much of the beneficial compounds found in the natural bean. The more the food is processed, the more beneficial compounds are destroyed. Most processed soy products can be tasty additions to a plant-based diet, but they are generally high in salt and not nutrient-dense foods, so you should use them sparingly. In conclusion, the soybean is a superior food containing the difficult-to-find omega-3 fats. Beans in general are superior foods that fight against cancer and heart disease, which is why you will benefit from including a variety of beans in your diet. And with that, I'm going to stop there for today. On Wednesday, I'll be jumping into how much salt is permissible on this nutritional plan. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. If you're back here tomorrow, Frank will be up and will be sharing probably exercise tips and other thoughts or comments that will help benefit your TR90 program. Realize this is a lifestyle change. It's not something you do once and never do again. It's something you're doing to consistently change your diet for the better and to make better habits going forward. This is Susan Mann for April 22nd, 2024, Earth Day, signing out. I'm going to take us off mute. Feel free to share your thoughts or comments with us as soon as I get us off of mute. And if you're one of my quiet people, you can definitely send me a text to 503-502-4863. Just let me know that you're part of the TR90 program so I can retrieve you out of the spam folder. So with that being said, I hope you found that of interest today. Be sure to encourage your friends to join us And if there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to go ahead and release this. Have a great day, and we look forward to having you back with us tomorrow.